This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicle Show. My name is Daniel Spakovsky, and I'm the founder of Special Chronicles, a website, specialchronicles.com, where you can see my archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles show, excited to have a new friend of the program, a listener who is also a Special Olympics athlete in Illinois. Both your hands together as we welcome Nicholas McMahill to the Special Chronicle Show. Welcome, Nicholas, to the Special Chronicle Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Daniel.
So we first got connected, I believe a few weeks ago. You reached out and sent a message on the Facebook page for Special Chronicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also, I think, have a mutual friend from your region of the state. So you want to kind of share also kind of how we got
Kaylin McLaughlin is our connection, since I know she talks about you a lot, and I believe you guys hung out. There was a few other athletes, Eric, in our region. Well, not in our region per se, but in Special Olympics in general. But connected to you through her, Eric, Lisa, pretty much everybody that I've known for a while.
Few of us are on the athlete leadership team, so we talk quite a bit, and we've got a group message, and so it's good to get connected with you and to meet other athletes from across our state of Illinois. So to begin, why don't you tell our listeners what disability you were diagnosed with and how you got first introduced to Special Olympics?
I am on the autism spectrum. I also have ADHD. How I got started with Special Olympics is I was approached to it at close to my freshman year of high school is when I was approached to join. I was approached to it by that I didn't know that was a Special Olympics coach, had reached out to me to see if I would be interested in joining the team for Special Olympics. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And I got myself into a family right then and there, because all the parents and all them were supporting us athletes at the time, and still do, even on the team that I'm on now. It still amazes me from where I started almost about 2 years, well, mm-hmm. 3 years ago? When I first started high school to now, where I've just grown so much in Special Olympics itself and all that, and it just amazes me where I am now.
Awesome. Well, coming up on the program, we'll get into in the next segment a little bit more about your experience in Special Olympics. And you just got involved in athlete leadership, so we'll get into a little bit more about that and the other activities that you are involved in. But first, we'll go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be right back right here on SpecialChronicles.com.
Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles will always be there for you. Now we're asking you to be there for us. As a nonprofit independent media organization, we can only make programs like Special Chronicles with listener support. Our programs provide weekly, candid, honest, and inspiring conversations about the people with disabilities community that creates awareness, support, and advocacy within each week's episode. Listeners tell us our shows are an enjoyable and necessary podcast for the intellectual and developmental disability community and everyone else who is able to listen to stories about life from a different angle. Please, if you and your family love our weekly podcasts, make a one-time, monthly, or annual gift of thanks today. Support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give.
Well, Max, Nicholas, you in the first segment, you talked a little bit about how you first got introduced to Special Olympics. Why don't you now share with us about what sports that you participate in, and if there's a favorite sport in there, it might be hard to pick a favorite sport. But let us know about the different sports that you participate in.
So my team in the years that I've done Special Olympics have done basketball, track and field, swimming, bowling, and Yeah, that's about it. But my main sport that I'm really, really good at, I can say, is basketball.
Awesome.
I won a state title under that. I believe the year before I graduated is when we won the state title. It was after COVID and all that.
Awesome. Yeah, I've also competed in swimming. Right now, I currently do basketball up here in Region C. So, it's a lot of fun. Why do you enjoy participating in Special Olympics?
It gives me a chance to meet other athletes, not just in my region, but other regions, to create a bond and friendship to those that I don't necessarily meet at all.
Mm-hmm.
The great games and stuff.
It may be hard to pick a favorite moment, but if you will, is there a favorite moment, whether it's from one of your practices, whether it's a regional competition or a state competition? Is there a favorite moment that you have from participating in the Special Olympics?
I mean, gaining friendships, to be honest, is a perk that I believe that you get out of competition, is finding new people to become friends with or introduce yourself to. Like, it could be coaches from the other team. It could be athletes from the other team. You gain friendships from that, and I think that's beneficial for Special Olympics Illinois, and not just Special Olympics Illinois, but Special Olympics as a whole.
Awesome. Is there anything else about Special Olympics that you might want to kind of share with all listeners?
Not really anything else I can think of at the moment, Daniel.
Awesome. Well, I did want to say, as we'll record in, I did receive a text from Kaylee, and she said, "Tell him I said hi." So, just wanted to kind of share that feedback on air as we record him. So there we go. With that, Why don't we go ahead and take another break, and then we'll get into a little bit about your, as I try to pull back up the show notes here. I lost what I had here. So let's go ahead and just take another quick break, and we might have a surprise guest on the show. We'll have to wait and see in the next segment. But we'll get into a little bit more about athlete leadership, and we'll see if we have a surprise guest. We'll have to wait and see. But with our guest is Nicholas, a fellow Special Olympics athlete here in Illinois, and we will be right back. Support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wary is powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on and our technology is powered on. As ComEd powers the lives of us, they are literally giving a voice to people with special needs. We thank ComEd for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd.
But I tell you, I think we had a surprise guest pop in. Studio. We'll see if that surprise guest pops back on, and if not, then if the surprise guest does pop back in, we will pull the surprise guest back on the program. I don't know if you saw, but we'll see. So until then, why don't we get into a little bit about athlete leadership? Just before we pressed record, you said that you just took the intro to athlete leadership class and you just got involved in. So why did you want to get involved in athlete leadership?
The reason I wanted to get athlete leadership is I saw there was a need. I wanted to help Kaylee in our region, to serve those in my county, our region, but in my Galesburg, where I live, to not basically just serve my area, and basically me and Kaylee would work together, me and Kaylee would work together and coordinate in our counties. And kind of do that and kind of just basically talk. That, I put that as a need.
Awesome. Well, speaking of, we've got a mutual friend, a surprise guest on this episode of the Special Chronicles show that has popped in the studio. Let's welcome to the Special Chronicles show, Kaylee. Welcome, Kaylee. Oh, looks like she popped off. Might be a bad phone connection internet connection that she might have. So we'll keep talking and see if she popped up. That it could be. She is texting me. She just texted and says she would love to join the show, but she has to get back to work. So that's why she couldn't. She had to get back to work. So we totally understand that. But Kaylee will have to listen to or watch the full episode when it goes live. It was good to at least for a moment to have a surprise guest pop into the studio. As we get back to athlete leadership, you talked about why, but what are some of the athlete leadership roles that you might want to get that you want to do as an athlete leader within Special Olympics Illinois?
So I would like to bring athlete leadership into the school, and to because I know my high school just became, I believe, a unified school currently, and I want to bring athlete leadership into the young kids, the kids that are in high school, like before graduating, if you get my sense. Mm-hmm. Because I see that as a need, and for them to have role models like us to look up to after they graduate, if they're still in special, but to grow on their athlete leadership journey past high school.
Awesome. I love that you that's what you would like to do as an athlete leader. Before we move on to our final segment, is there anything else about athlete leadership that you would like to share with our listeners, or kind of what you hope to kind of do? Or you also, and so for those that are just listening to the audio podcast, go check out the video on YouTube, and you can watch this full episode. But you see underneath your name, Nicholas, you put blogger of Nicholas Joni. You want to kind of share about you? Do you also do some blogging, or what do you kind of do around that?
I'll explain. So Nicholas Joni started over 2 years ago. I thought. Closed for so many years, not talking about my autism and ADHD journey. So, and that's how the Nicholas Journey idea came about, was for me to talk about my journey being on the autism spectrum and having ADHD and having a space to talk about it. Then flooding my personal page on Facebook, talking about my journey and all that. I specifically wanted a page dedicated to my journey. Doing that, so I blog, talking about my life, what I do, what I volunteer, etc. All on that page.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. How can our listeners check out your blog? Is there can they look for it on yes. Google, or where can our listeners check out your blog?
They can find it on Facebook at Nicholas's Journey on Facebook. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. So we'll try to, for those of you just listening, we'll try to put a link to, Nicholas, after we're done recording, you can send me a link to your blog, and then I will include a link to it in the show notes on specialchronicles.com for those of you listening. Why don't we go ahead and take one final break and just to mention another pout note. And you put it in the chat. Okay, good. So you might have to email it to me after or something. I'll try to see. You know what? I will copy it down. I will copy it down during this next break. So that way I will put it in the show notes on specialchronicles.com. Wherever you are listening, just look in the link below, and we'll put a link to Nicholas's Facebook page and his blog for any of you that might want to listen. We'll take one final break. Our guest is Nicholas, fellow special Olympics athlete from Illinois, and we will be right back after this final break. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with United Airlines and the Bridge BLG. Bridge BLG is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge helps to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind and partner with key organizations to empower disability inclusion for employment and travel. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. Book your travel today on united.com or on the award-winning United app.
learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united.
And as we come to this final segment of the program, I wish I would have faded out a little bit better, but it's all good. It's all right. Anyways, so in this final segment, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners? Any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles show?
Not much, but I want to thank you for the opportunity of being on your show, Daniel. Finally, meeting you in person. Well, virtually. but getting to hear things about you and your show and everything. Good things. But no, just getting to meet you in general. It's been amazing. I hope we can stay connected even after the show. Possibly even finding each other on Facebook so we can stay connected and
Oh, I was just gonna say we definitely should stay connected because it's always neat to meet other athletes and athlete leaders and Special Olympics and to become friends and kind of it's like I think what a lot of us say Special Olympics is like a second family, so it's neat to be able to stay connected. So yeah, we'll definitely have to get connected on Facebook and any other places, and yeah, looking forward to staying in touch. Speaking of that, you mentioned your blog in the last segment, but do you want to remind our listeners how they can check out your blog and get connected with you on Facebook, or are you on Instagram or any other places?
I am on Instagram. I believe it's the same thing on I got to change that. So it's currently Nicholas Journey 26. But I'm going to change it to Nicholas's Journey.
Okay.
Probably going to start posting on both. But just have been mainly posting on Facebook currently because I've seen a big number go up on my page. I just currently recently hit another milestone of 3.9, which I'm shy of 400. I'm hopefully going to be the 4,000 by my birthday, which is only a month away.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to put a link. I'll put a link to your Facebook page where listeners can check out your blog for any of you who might want to check out your blog and follow you and follow your journey in Special Olympics and anything else that you are all involved in. We got one final question, and to introduce that final question, we've got a bumper. So let's go ahead and roll that bumper.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
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 Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
Dignity.
Dignity. And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
And to ever since, I should have been a little bit more prepared with that last. I got that correct. All right, I was trying to get something ready for the end of the show, and so let's go back here. Here we go. All right. So ever since I attended the 2019 Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, so for the past 5 years, I've been asking all of our guests one final question. And so I'll do the same with you. What does inclusion mean to you?
Inclusion, I see it in many different ways. I see it as diversity, inclusion. Basically, the word inclusion to me means so many different things. Diversity, basically, in the diversity of sports, kind of like there's not just one sport, it's the diversity amount of sports. It's not just like basketball, it could be softball, it could be volleyball, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, Anthony. That's a perfect way to wrap up this episode. A few reminders for those of you listening. Just like to let you all know that you can shop our merch store and know that 60% of the profits will go to Special Chronicles. Special Chronicles merch and dye store is managed by Outshine Labels. We have T-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, candles. Right now, as we're recording, I'm not wearing the T-shirt or hoodie. I probably should have put it on for this episode. But on some of the past episodes, you can go back. But anyways, specialchronicles.com/shop, or just go to specialchronicles.com/shop. We've got all Disabled Voices Matter T-shirts, hoodies. Coffee mugs. We've got a Special Chronicles T-shirt, and so please, go and to specialchronicles.com/shop and pick up any of our shirts or hoodies or coffee mugs, any of our merch, and take a picture and share it with us. Tag at Special Chronicles at Outshine Labels, and we'd love to see you wearing our merch. Nicholas, I can send you a link to our merch store where you can get some of our merch as well. specialchronicles.com/merch. And keep following this podcast, the Special Chronicles Show. We'll tap that follow button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. If this podcast is not updating for you on any of the podcast apps, which we may be having a little bit difficulty, or maybe by the time you hear this, it might have already been fixed, but we'll see. You can always listen on demand anytime on specialchronicles.com. Just click on podcasts. So again, specialchronicles.com, and click on podcasts, and you can find this episode as well as all of our archives. So don't miss all our original content, because we have new episodes that will drop weekly every week on the program. And remember, specialchronicles.com is where you can go to find links for the show notes for this episode, as well as to follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel as well to watch full video episodes, and also to donate. Go to specialchronicles.com, click on Give Now, and you can support this podcast and all the programs that we have on Special Chronicles. So until then, have a great week, and thank you again, Nicholas, for coming on the Special Chronicles show, and we will catch you all on next week's episode. And until then, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Oh, are we still recording? Are we still on? I think we're still on. This is the episode. So, you all, I hope you all, have a great week. Go to specialchronicles.com, check out the show notes and to follow Special Chronicles. And until then,
We've been able to choose to include and disabled voices matter. We'll catch you next week.